Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. The Trump administration is reversing its decision to dismantle a federal agency that is a key source of grant funding for tribal libraries. The action comes in a settlement of a year-long lawsuit by more than 20 states and library advocates to preserve the Institute of Museum and Library Services after the president attempted to claw back existing funding and cancel subsequent money for the only federal agency that provides funds to libraries. Trump's actions forced libraries across the country to cut programs, lay off employees, and even close their doors. Jennifer Hemmelreich is a senior consultant for the Association of Tribal Archives, Libraries, and Museums, Tribal Library Council. She is Diné and says while the funding restoration is welcome news, the work to get there inflicted significant damage to tribal libraries.
What we saw this last year really shook libraries across the country, the cores to it, because there are the competitive grant programs that I oversaw, but there are also funding that came through state library agencies. And this is public taxpayer funding that is paid to the state based on population-based formulas. And that funding was also disrupted as part of this disruption of services for IMLS. So I think there was a lot of uncertainty and fear because libraries are places where folks can access free services, you know, access to the internet. Sometimes it's printers, copiers, sometimes it's workforce development, applying for jobs, these sorts of places, after school care, homework support, these sorts of things. When funding is taken away, it really puts the staff and these institutions in the alert of, you know, making that tough choice of do we pause, do we try to find funding? It's been very hard, what I hear over and over from libraries.
Hemmelreich says the funding disruption adds a new level of uncertainty for the future of libraries, a service that the public has taken for granted for generations. One person who has seen firsthand the positive effect tribal libraries have on indigenous youth is Cassandra Osterloh. She is the New Mexico State Library Tribal Libraries Program Coordinator. She is Cherokee and says tribal libraries are continually offering resources beyond books and free Wi-Fi to meet the evolving needs of their communities.
The tribal libraries are there for the kids coming in after school. Many of them have after-school programs specifically with those kids for tutoring. They even have tutors on site that they bring in to help with that. They're that resource, but also that safe place that those kids can come. There's a lot of multi-generational programming that's happening, teaching younger ones some different traditional skills with elders there to help walk them through that process or doing the teaching and perhaps including language within that program. So those have been very popular, as well as just straight up language programs. One of the libraries told me they recently started a language program. The first night they had 9. By the fourth night they did it, you know, once a week they had over 25 people there, and they had a range of ages. It was something that seemed to be needed, and that's something that the tribal libraries look at. What is the community wanting? What do they need, and how can we provide it?
Osterloh says the resources these institutions provide are popular with the vast majority of the public. President Trump's proposed budget again eliminates funding for the ILMS. Libraries face further scrutiny from organizations and elected officials working to limit the public's access to books based on subject matter. One author fighting against such efforts is Laurel Goodluck, an acclaimed children's book author and a member of the Freedom to Read New Mexico Coalition. She is Mandan, Hidatsa, and Tsimshian. She says critics are working to remove references to essential information about Native American history because they don't adhere to a vision for a more positive narrative of the country's origins.
I think it's the overall goal of them to not have our history in the books. They don't want to have a broad history as they always have, because even before the president had these statements and these rules that he's trying to establish, we've always had to contend with not having our history in the books. And 80% of the United States school curriculum doesn't go past the 1890s when it comes to Native American history, which really is just our history. So it's another way to control the narrative and to definitely streamline how they see the country was put together, which really isn't the whole truth.
Goodluck says libraries are accessible, safe spaces for the public that offer so much more than just books. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.